by seems so far away.
Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Can you give me some reason to stay?
Well, we're setting up for the last stretch of our show. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. And we're on joyradio.ca and across the GTA on AM 1250. Live on The Drew Marshall Show is sponsored by your company's name here. Live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, is proud to have the Small Glories in the house. This is them, and we'll be right back with them live. Folk powerhouse pair, the Small Glories, are Kara. Is it Kara or Kara?
Kara, you got it.
Kara, and then the last name, Luft?
Yeah. No, I say Luft.
Okay.
But yes,
you're How did you find J.D. Edwards?
How did I find him?
Yeah.
Good story. We both live in Winnipeg. We both are professional musicians. We met each other at various locations in town. But we had never heard each other sing before. And the West End Cultural Center, which is a great venue in Winnipeg, was celebrating their 25th anniversary. And they thought it would be very cool to partner people up to sing together who had never sung together before. So they partnered JD and I up, and it was rather magical.
This is the same kind of story that happened with Hemingway Corner.
Oh.
I remember that.
You remember those guys?
Yeah, they did like they did a Neil Young cover, I remember, on that.
They did.
Acoustic.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. Are you guys going to be as big as they are?
Okay. Gonna be good. Oh, yeah.
What just came out of your... What was that? What, did you hear that sound?
What, that was me slapping my...
That was slapping the bass?
Slapping the bass, man.
Well, welcome to the show. You guys have been recommended to me numerous times, and we just had to figure out a way for, you know, to make this happen.
Yes.
And
so, like, this morning we were in PEI. This afternoon we were in Burlington. Now we're in Oakville.
What is that all
I
about?
I don't know.
Huh? You must be knackered.
We
as
are
they
totally. Knackered.
Say
we are.
Say in Australia.
Four hours.
Today, 2 o'clock, you did the Sound of Music Festival in Burlington, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, one of my favorite venues, Hughes Room, 8:30 p.m., Sunday, June 19th. Is that your first time playing there?
No. Officially, though, as the duo, I think.
As the duo.
I feel like, yeah, officially. But we've played there as solo projects and other events.
Yeah.
Michael Rycroft often does these tribute shows.
Yep,
and I've done a couple of those. We did one together.
Did you?
Yeah, we did, what was his name?
Oh, Warren Zevon. It was an interesting one.
Zevon. Is Michael still doing the album covers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tripping out on those? They're just like acid trips, they are, those
albums.
Yeah,
album that's what
covers.
He does. He takes acid, he listens to the music, and then he scribbles something on a paper, and he calls it that.
He uses Spirograph, I think. You guys aren't old enough to know that.
Of course you are. That's the plastic thing with the little teeth on it.
Yeah, plastic thing with the teeth on it. That was their marketing campaign.
Do something with Light Break.
You're both from where again? Winnipeg?
We live in Winnipeg. Yes. Yeah. I was born and raised in Calgary, Alberta. JD is from...
I was born and raised in Oshawa.
Ontario.
Oshawa.
Yeah. I don't know. We never called it that growing up.
No, back then. That's a new thing.
I started hearing it in 1996. Is that when it started?
That's when it started.
Okay.
Yeah, the first person you heard it from was the first person that said
That's what I thought. Yeah. I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to...
You heard the schwa ground zero that happened with you.
I need to take a schwa.
How do you respond, Kara, when people say, oh, you're the Waylon Jennings girl. You know, you're the Waylon Jenny. You're Waylon. How do you do it? Like, what...
JD, how do I do it? I think I do pretty well with it.
Yeah?
You drop the gloves.
Yeah.
Pull the jersey
smack
over.
Down.
Boom, boom, boom.
You know, it's...
And what happened? Are you not...
I'm not in a band anymore.
Do you guys hate each other?
No.
Therapy involved?
Therapy's always involved with everything in life.
Yeah.
I was one of the original members of the band, started the band with these two other gals. And, you know, to sum it up best, my mother said something to me. She said, Kara, the Jennies are a lot of icing. But you're a cake person. People get sick when they eat too much icing.
Oh.
So a little bit of sickly sweetness. And I have a bit of gut, so I needed some cake. And JD provides some cake.
I think JD should just call you a cake eater. Slapping the cake.
Multi-levels.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great calling card. It's wonderful to say that I was part of that. And it was a beautiful project. But it really only represented... a portion of what I can do.
People were trying to set you up together, to work together. And with all of that, you guys should... And then when you actually do get together and then work together, that's pressure. That's weirdness. That's like, what if I don't like... You know, it's like a blind date. Someone else is trying to set you up.
Yeah, well, that happens, I think, in a lot of bands, for sure.
But it worked.
Yeah, it's working.
Well, we didn't really have pressure for us to... It was just for this one show.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, we're probably giving our own pressure.
we're putting pressure on ourselves.
But the show, we were asked to play the show.
And that was it.
Right.
We've pursued this.
Independently.
Yeah. Best gig you've ever had so far as a duo?
There's a lot. We played Glasgow in January for the big Celtic Connections Festival.
We played the Moab Folk Festival in Southern
Did
Utah.
Not.
We sure shared did. The stage with Bruce Coburn. That was fun.
We played Rudyard.
Did you talk to Bruce?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have the same birthday as him.
Do you really? Yeah. Are you as socially awkward as he is?
No, definitely not.
But you do snort. So that kind
of
cancels
everything. So that actually cancels it out. We played Rudyard Kipling's house in England. That was pretty darn cool.
That was cool. Oh. We played on the main stage of the Canmore Folk Festival last summer, which I think was super awesome.
Such a beautiful
So place. What is it about you guys that you think people are lapping up? Is it the... You know, are you riding the coattails of Mumford & Son, you know?
No, we don't play kick drum on stage. No. Bite your tongue.
You know what I think it is? No, what were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to say that maybe it's something that people aren't expecting. Like, people have said that
they never would have.
Like, people, our friends back in Manitoba never thought that, hey, maybe this would work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that thing, that's exciting. Yeah. I think people are hearing that.
This is what I think it is. I think you have this folk persona, and then you come out and people realize, there's a bit of testicular fortitude in these people.
A lot.
Right? Passion, right? You guys, I watched this video, the music video, something about I shouldn't have paid.
Had I paid.
Had I paid. You know the song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Had I Pad Thai, actually.
We call it Had I Pad Thai. That's what our producer calls it. Because all we think about is food.
I like it. Yeah. But the passion that came out of you in that, I mean, I'm sure you'd done a few songs before. I'm sure it was a warm room on purpose. You know, there was some glistening going down. Yeah. And by the way, can I just, I could talk to you guys for a
long time. We like you.
No, the time. Are you going to do that song, by the
way?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to start it off. That's the one we're going to do.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy. I'm so happy. You've just brought me into a whole world of happiness.
You're so funny. I like it.
I'm thrilled to have the Small Glories here in studio because they're going to sing a song that I dig. Ladies and gentlemen, the Small Glories.
I roll out my 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight, some say. Gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. Any strings, 'cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love to the ones I belong to. I ain't treating you right. Oh, all my life I've been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I been. Tossing, turning me late in bed. Rest is what I really long for. She stands up on my way, the passion card hits in my face, and I go down again. Oh, count. Yeah, but I know I've seen this scene before. The character longs for more. Punishment appears, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye on my man.
Glories. Holy jumping! Boy, wow. Okay, nothing like starting off with some subtle. Good night. Okay, so many questions, so little time. The reason I tweaked on that is because this is why I first kind of got turned on to Bruce Coburn, is because there was, I think, and I know you guys are going to do the whole artist thing, however you interpreted the song is up to you, blah, blah, blah. But it reeked of depth. It reeked of something more than what was on the surface. Mm-hmm. Am I just reading into things? Like, for example, let's talk about the hole in the side, right?
Exactly.
I mean, right?
That's what I
mean, I don't want to get all obvious here on you or whatever.
Well, I mean, you could see that one way in a whole spiritual way if you want to go that way. But yeah. Really... that line, when I wrote that line, yep. I was thinking about my guitar. I have another Guild at home, and it had this nice cedar top, but it didn't have the shellac on it. And I played and played and played, and I put a hole in it.
Isn't that funny?
And that's what I wrote. I don't want
to. You don't want to.
Now the mystery is gone. Now,
that's
but
exactly
like,
what I'm saying.
That's like, what it was. I mean, like that's how I felt about it. And but my guitar. I mean, like, you know, my guitar. It means a lot to me. So.
But it was funny because when I first heard that song, JD was playing it in a. On a Kara Luff tour, actually, he was out with me, and he was singing that line. And I started listening to the song, and I had the exact same reaction. I was like, "Holy, this is really about God or something."
There's a lot of that in there. I mean, I grew up going to church. My parents took me there every Sunday, and I mean, I've had my own journey, but I mean, you know, I've been through that.
But you know, you're really spiritual when you live in a portable house.
I live in a bungalow, a real house, by the way.
Dude, I want to climb up that ladder into that lofty area there.
Have you seen the tour video?
I creeped on you.
You creeped on me?
Yeah.
You saw the cool going down the highway?
You are a tree hugger. Hey, you killed, how many trees did you kill to make that place?
Like 30. All sorts, too. Like
And the little statue just beside it, what was that?
This is actually a really beautiful story. JD and I were playing a gig. The house was built in the Kootenays, which is so hippie land, right? Total
sure.
hippie land.
It's either that or a disease you get when girls kiss you.
Yes. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So
stay focused.
We were playing a gig in a town called Argenta, which is populated by a bunch of hippies, you know, pot growers and carpenters, and a lot of Quakers actually ended up there. And they helped bring over a lot of American draft dodgers in the 70s and 60s. And JD mentioned we did do this song about home and the people that we get to stay with on the road. And JD introduces the song and he says, "Kara wants to build a tiny house." So this guy comes up to us after the show. He looks like,
is this barefoot guy?
Yeah, he looks like an elf from Lord of the Rings.
He does.
And he says, "Hello, my name is Sylvan, and I'm your tiny house builder, and I'm going to build your tiny house." And we're like, "Oh, okay." Essentially, long conversation later, find out the guy's the real deal, and he's a practicing Buddhist. He's a master carpenter, and he only takes clients that he feels he has a connection with.
He'd never built something for me then.
Well, he wants to give people love and light and hope and a lot of that stuff. It's not you?
Love and light and hope. Lions and tigers and bears. So your songwriting process, the chemistry between you two, the passion, the testicular fortitude, as I mentioned earlier.
I've got to quote you on that, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Make a sticker out of that.
Yeah. It takes too long. Do you have similar songwriting styles? How do you collaborate in the creation of a song? Because your on-stage collaboration obviously works. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily mean the songwriting collaboration works. True story?
Well.
Does she suck at songwriting?
No. Not at all.
Oh, thank you, JD.
No, well,
that was don't really elaborate.
Well,
you know.
No, I'm kidding.
The simple answer is no.
No.
She's great. You got to go back and look at all of her.
Are you different,
songs.
Though?
Oh, I would. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. How are you different, Kara?
I like this. This is good. Oh, my God. You really throw the questions out.
How are you different? What do you think?
I think it might have to do with genre style. Like I was steeped in a folky world.
Right.
So my writing tends to maybe lean towards that folky style.
Right.
But also deeply spiritual. But I also listen to rock. JD more on the soul,
jazz, blues.
Right.
Yeah. More
That's I was a trombone player for many years and I got into soul and funk and jazz and all that. Urban stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always been drawn to that kind of stuff.
And I think you're more of a storyteller in your songs than I am.
That's weird because you're the folky person.
I know, yeah.
And folkies are known to be storytellers if they're good folkies.
Well, I mean, I think all songwriters are storytellers.
Good
I mean,
call.
You know, you can go back and look at old. I don't know. There's tons of music that do tell stories. It's just a different way of telling the story.
Yeah, maybe that's more you know, what I'm getting at.
Well, can you tell us another story, please?
We can tell you another story. What do you want
can you set this one up? What do you think?
Time Wonders On. Yeah, this is another song off the Wonders Traveler album. This is one that I co-wrote with an English artist in my home province of Alberta. We were partnered together for a collaboration, and... And we were talking a lot with each other about what it's like living on the road, like being gone 9 months of the year, 10 months of the year. And in my case, not having a home until now, I've been without a home for about 3.5 years. And so never having anywhere to go and decompress. And yet at the same time, we're going to all these amazing places, like going to Moab. That was just kind of blew our minds. And when we were in Alberta, the gal that I was riding with, she'd never seen the Rockies. She'd never seen Buffalo. She'd never seen the Northern Lights. And so this song talks a lot about the beauty of these places that we get to go to. And in the back of our minds, we're always thinking about, when do we get to go home? So it's a song called Time Wanders On.
Time Wanders On, The Small Glories, live on The Drew Marshall Show.
All right. 1, 2, 3,
I've seen the Rockies rise high above the trees. I've seen the Northern Lights brought me to my
Small Glories on the Drew Marshall Show. So we're all a little emotionally involved right now. First of all, for the snorting. Is it impossible for people to just ignore the snort? Let's just talk about the snort. Because the snort has happened 4 times since I've met you, and I find it so endearingly irritating.
How'd you get that as a quote, too?
Just kidding. But everyone brings it up, right? Can you stop it, by the way? Is it a stoppable thing?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Can it be stopped?
JD, oh my God.
Now, everybody wants to know, and maybe this is, maybe your marketing, your publishing, whatever, the people that say you're awesome. What are they called again? Publicist. Maybe they don't want you to answer this question, but I'm asking it anyway. Are you guys together, or are you just together? Okay, so there's no snogging.
I'm married. I have.
You are married.
Yes.
We're like a brother-sister relationship. That's
really?
Kind of the vibe.
Like from the South?
Oh my God.
Well,
no.
It's the music I'm hearing. Never mind. What? No. Do you have a wife?
Yes, sir.
And do you have chillin'?
I do. I have one son. He's going to be 2 next month, and we've got another one coming in October.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Do you know what the...
What sex is?
Yeah.
No, we're going to make it a surprise.
You're not going to have a coming out party?
Well, it will come out, and we will party.
Thank you.
And I have to do it. I guess I'll have to get a push gift, too.
Yes.
That's a thing these days.
A what?
What's up with that?
A push gift.
So when...
So a fellow or the partner gives whoever's
birthing.
Gonna birth gets a gift from because
they pushed.
A baby. You think the baby would be a gift enough?
You know what a good gift for?
But then they gotta get another thing.
The best push gift? Toilet paper. I'm saying. Speaking of that, scrunch or fold, and this will determine how long your duo will last.
I pull and wrap, and
so
then,
that's a fold.
Fold.
Yeah, it's a fold.
Yeah,
scrunch or fold?
No fold.
Right.
Over under.
You guys, what?
Over under.
Oh yeah. Do you like the toilet paper to go over,
over
or under?
Oh,
Kara?
God, I don't,
come
this
on.
Is hurting my head.
I know.
You're gonna have toilet paper?
Yes.
Tiny little toilet
paper
rolls.
Oh, right, we're going to have little tiny toilet rolls.
Oh, man. In the trailer.
In the trailer.
Yeah. Or you just get those little sandpaper ones that come out one at a time. You get about 30 and just destroy yourself. Oh, man.
Those are the worst.
And the public schools all had them. Like, that's just child cruelty,
like
right there.
Like, single ply?
Oh, come on.
No one's got time for that.
No! What about breakthrough? There could be breakthrough.
I know, that's
a Seinfeld bit here. Do you foresee adding more members?
Well, we have a bass player who really wants to be part of the band.
Does he?
I don't know. I mean, I think if there's an opportunity.
The third year.
We often talk about that, but we would really like to have maybe a sound person as our third.
Wouldn't that be nice? A sound person
like
that might
like
play
a lighting guy,
something.
You know,
at
like,
the same
well, just nice. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We did a showcase. We did 2 showcases one night. One as the duo, and then one with a full band. And people preferred the duo.
Yeah.
And there was just something about there's this power and dynamic and.
Not many people can do full band right.
Yeah.
There's actually a bigger skill in doing full band.
Full band, yeah.
Bigger skill. And it's not even a skill. There's stuff you can't predict. There's stuff you can't help. There's chemistry. There's so many things. Mm-hmm. So many things. The album in my hand, Wondrous Traveler by The Small Glories. I don't know who your artwork person is, but your website rocks, and so does the front stuff on this.
Too.
Is it Acid Trip Guy? What's his name?
No. We have a wonderful friend in Winnipeg. Her name is Roberta Renee Hansen, and she did all the artwork, and she gave us all the artwork, and I mean, I've pretty much built the website, but we both sort of tweak it here and there.
I want to let our listeners know, if you go to the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page, that means go onto Facebook and type in The Drew Marshall Show, or maybe just my name, you'll see. If you like us, if you're a new liker today, we will give you a CD as long as you live in Canada, because we're not mailing it anywhere else. The Small Glories is the name of the band. That's who's in studio. And if you are a new Facebook page liker on The Drew Marshall Show, then you get a CD if you live in Canada. It's got to be an easier way to say all that. The first time you performed, JD, was when? Like, were you a kid?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was probably at church.
Yeah.
And I was probably singing with my family. My mom and dad were both musical people, and I had to sing the high part, and I felt like I needed to put my head, like I had to look at the ceiling to sing the high part.
Yeah.
I don't know when that was. So 19.
Well, there is a direct connection between the sternocleidomastoid and the testicular region, so that might
have helped. Yeah, you need to have like a full...
See how many more times I could say that word. Really?
What?
So... What denominational baggage did you grow up in?
It was an alliance. It was a Christian Missionary Alliance.
Buddy, that's my favorite. Of all the Jesus people, like, that's, they're okay.
They're cool. I come from a long line of Mennonites.
Yeah.
And you know, they're really good. They're cool, man.
Yeah.
They're cool. They like everybody.
Huh.
Everybody.
And did you grow up with, you said you grew up with God stuff too.
Yeah, but this is very interesting. My parents were professional folk singers, so they were very leftist.
Were they in The River Runs Through It, or no, what was it called? A Mighty Wind Blows?
That would exactly kind of be, not It Doesn't Blow, but A Mighty Wind.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, that would be like my parents,
okay.
Really.
Yeah.
But we went to a church, we went to a Baptist Union of Western Canada church, which is the first non-mainstream evangelical church in Canada to ordain women. So it was a very unique upbringing because it was full of folk singers, full of people involved in leftist stuff and spiritual stuff. So, yeah. That's my baggage, and it wasn't actually negative.
No, really.
It was really positive.
And both of you did.
Huh. Yeah, we both did.
You know, I do find it interesting that some of the most prolific songwriters have had God stuff in their life, whether it's growing up in church or they're into other things now. I think Mumford and Sons, that album that really took off. I loved the songwriting on that album. Mm-hmm. I really did. It was very prolific stuff. And of course, Marcus Mumford has a preacher dad and the whole thing, right? So,
well, I mean, people. That's one of the first places where we experienced music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like the power of music and what music can do to you physically, even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think we sort of jumped on that vibe and felt good about music and sort of pursued it in beyond the church too.
Yeah.
You know, music is really everywhere. That's one thing that I learned. My parents really, educated me that way.
Have you played the Cameron House down in Toronto or Dakota or that whole thing?
Yes, I've done those. Yeah.
I was just at the Cameron House.
I think of the Cameron House.
Yeah.
I played the Dakota too, yeah.
Some good folks hang around those joints. Yeah, for sure. The Small Glories are in the house, and I don't know if I should say this on air, but I'm going to. Well, there are a lot of talented bands that have been through the show. We just had Lila Bialy in studio with George Kohler and her husband, Ben Whitman. Tremendous jazz sensations have been through here, blues sensations, Tommy Emmanuel, a friend of mine from Australia, cool. Killer guitar player. Yeah. A lot of great talents, Martin Joseph from Wales. But it is a rare thing to get a duet that works on another level. And I don't know what it is, because I don't know you guys that well, but whatever it is, it's working. You've hit a pocket that is on another level. So don't screw it up. The Small Glories here in studio, thesmallglories.com, that's a website. We're going to go out with another one of their songs live. Tell us about this song, will you?
Well, this is a song that I wrote about people I don't want to be friends with anymore.
You wrote a song about me? Come on.
Oh, no, you and I, Drew, we're going to be friends.
We be jamming? The Small Glories on the Drew Marshall Show.
Down by the river in the old oak tree, I burned a letter that you mailed to me. Watched it spin and fly away, and opened up a brand new day. Without you, a new day of standing still. Cause you're no friend of mine. You tore up my heart and robbed me blind. Now I'm cutting you from my life. Cause you're not worth my time. Down by the river in the old oak tree, I took a grave and I dug it deep. Buried all things that you gave to me, and now I'm finally free of your stain. Free of the burden you were to me. Cause you're no friend of mine. You tore up my heart, you robbed me blind. I'm cutting you from my life. Cause you're tree, I made a promise I intend to keep. Told myself I would never be fooled if I should come across the likes of you. No, I would never be made a fool. Cause you're no friend of mine. You tore up my heart, you robbed me blind. I'm cutting you from my life. Cause you're not worth my time. You're no friend of my heart, you robbed me blind. I'm cutting you from my life. Cause you're
Kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, so I'm sitting there going, like, I'm gonna. Okay, hold on. I have six things I have to say in 2 minutes. I've been friends with a girl named Candace Cameron Bure for a long time. She played DJ in Full House, and for the first time I saw her act, she invited me down to watch Fuller House taping at Warner Brothers. And then I went to meet her backstage, and I was weird because it was the first time I saw her act, and I got all kind of fanny on her. Like a okay. Creeper dude fan guy, right? That might happen with you guys.
Not possible, man. We're way too like, I snort. Like, that'll
but
just get rid of
that's,
it.
No, but it's a little bit irritating.
And he
okay.
snorts too sometimes.
No, I'm just, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so loving this. So loving this. You know what I love about this is that I haven't pulled out any of the typical, you know what you remind me of? Hmm. No, I got nothing. It's that pure and that original. Thank you.
Thank you. Cool, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, the fawning is over. Folks, the Small Glories is the name of the band. Wondrous Traveler is the CD. And, of course, the website is thesmallglories.com. They will be performing tomorrow night at Hughes Room. Honestly, if I didn't have some big thing up at the cottage, I would be there in a heartbeat. Because I go in for free as well. Tomorrow, June 19th, 8:30 p.m. at Hughes Room in Toronto. We've posted one of their videos on our website. You can go check them out there. Just go to their website as well, whatever works for you. Hey, thanks for tuning in. What a show we've had. We've been kind of all over the map. It's been fun. It's been heavy. It's been light. That's what we try to do here each and every week. Sometimes we do it. Sometimes we suck. Our last kind of normal programming is next Saturday, and then we do a weird July thing where we do a lot of useless television trivia, and we do a lot of spinning the CDs of people who have performed on our show. And then I am away for 5 months. You will continue to hear our show, and we will just play you the best of. That's what's happening, in case you cared. Again, thank you for tuning in, and may all of you find the God who actually sees you. Take care.
I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.